Blackley, I'm speaking.
Hi, this is Jenna.
Yes, how can I help you?
Yeah, hi, this is Troy Cordell over at RDI Diamonds. I'm a specialist and consultant here, and we've been trying to get some memos out to you guys far as for gearing up for the summer. Obviously, this is going to be, a very busy sales summer with graduations, weddings and anniversaries, just people traveling and being out, wanting to be, seen. So I'm seeing a lot of different trends in the market, and I think that that's going to be very big in this industry. I'm looking at a 10% to 20% increase in sales versus from last year. And I wanted to see, what is it that you guys need from us that we can get you memoed out for next day shipping to get you to ramp up for, your summer, and so you don't have, customers coming in, browsing and leaving, and you're losing those customers because you
Right.
don't have what you need. So you got any pieces that you're working on, or what you need to kind of get you past the next 2 months?
Not at the moment.
Oh, come on. It got to be something that you guys need.
Not at the
Nobody doesn't have
moment.
everything and they're ready for the summer. So you're a customer yourself, right? You ever go in a store and you're browsing, you're doing some window shopping, right? And you see the
Right.
same shoes and so forth, in the winter time, and you're like, you know what? Those would be really nice and cute, for the summer.
Yes.
Maybe I'll pick them up in another month or two. And you probably went in the mall again and to a different store to pay a bill, but you seen the same shoes there. But then next thing you know, you go back to that mall, but a different store has a different style that's similar to the shoe that you always wanted, but that style was a lot better, and it came out with a new summer types color to it. And you're like, oh my God, I think I want these more than I want the other ones that I've seen. So guess what happens? You go to the store with the new thing, and you're like, oh, now you just spent your money there. Well, that's what's going on. Keep in mind what I said, I was a
Yes.
specialist and consultant, right? So that's what I'm seeing what's happening in the diamond industry as well, is you got all these diamond, dealers and shops, right? You guys house all these stones and jewelries and stuff that you had in there all year round, or even for years or months, thinking that you're going to sell that. But because of the trends and the different type of styles and what people are looking for now, it hasn't been updated. So what I'm saying is that there's still some fashionable people that's out there that
Yeah.
wants that stuff, but then there's also another type of side that wants something different. So I'm not saying for you to go ahead and reinvent your whole entire inventory and
Right.
put a lot of stuff in there. What I'm saying is get probably around get a project for yourself. You know what I mean? Get probably about one or two pieces, maybe even three if you want. And you say, my goal is to sell this piece and that piece, build rapport with this piece and that piece on every customer that come in because it's new, it's different, and they haven't seen it, and I might be able to get a buyer. Does that make sense?
No, it totally does. But yeah,
Right.
but right now, I can't really I can just take a message, and see if anyone has any, but that's all I can do right now.
All right, so
Not
who do I need to speak to get something into your store so we can go ahead and see what
if
I
you
can
want me,
get
you can
you?
shoot an email. If you want me, you can send an email, that would be one option. Or I can take a message and they'll just just kind of see and if we need anything loaded out.
ROCCALTD@AOL.com. You guys using that one?
Yep, yes, that's correct.
All right, so here's the thing. If I send over the email and all that stuff, I'm going to give you a homework assignment then. I need you guys to, one, fill out my information, send it out so that I can actually send over the whatever you need overnight, okay?
Okay.
I want you to look at your inventory, look at our website, and I want you to make yourself a project, and say, you know what? I'm going to get something totally different, and I'm going to try to sell this, and I'm going to stay with an RDI diamond, and I'm going to really try to sell this ring here to make a good commission on. If you do that and you keep that momentum going on a project from RDI diamond, you'll see all your sales rep. You'll see an increase in your sales because everyone wants, you know, a nice quality diamond, and if it's coming from an RDI diamond, that's going to really stand out. You see what I mean?
No, totally.
Right.
But yeah, if you want to send that email, then we'll just go from there. Maybe that's the best to do.
All right, I'm going to take your advice. Now we've been down this route before months ago. So I'm going to call you next week, okay? And what I want you to do is get my paperwork back to me by Friday, okay? That's just the paperwork. It only takes 5 minutes to fill out.
Yeah, we'll have to talk with Alan and kind of just see, you know, if he wants to do that or not. So we'll just have to go from there, you know.
It's not going to hurt.
You're not the decision maker, so we'll just have to go over and see if he wants to do that or not. Okay.
I think when he hears that from you, he's going to be like, oh, wow, you know what? It's great that you're taking initiative in what you're trying to do, right? So, you know what I mean? If Alan doesn't want to go ahead and do that, that's telling me that Alan doesn't want to help his representatives make more money.
Yeah.
You see what I mean? And
yeah, I know what you mean. But yeah, but
right.
You know what? Yeah, but this is just
Hopefully he doesn't. Yeah, yeah. Hopefully he doesn't
yeah.
do that because this is another tool
yeah.
that can help you guys make sales.
Right.
And, you know, and it's on memo as well. So, I mean, he sells it.
Right.
You guys can sell it. Obviously, you're going to make money on it, and it's something different, and, you know, you can make a lot of money on it. If you don't sell it, then you just send it back to us. You know, that's the
okay.
worst-case scenario, or you're asking
right.
for an extension if we can hold it a little bit longer, you know, and you can sell it. So,
right,
I mean,
right.
that makes sense. You know, if someone says,
yep.
you know, hey, you know what, I don't want to do business with them, but then, you know, you still saying, hey, you know what, you need to get your sales up. You need to get your sales up. Well, I try to, you know, contact this company so I can get some different product that can help me get my sales up and for us to get these type of products in because of the trends are changing, and I can't sell what we have right here because I wanted to sell this item here that they're trying to give me. That's the approach that I'm seeing that's
right.
happening.
Well,
so,
I get it. Yeah, no, that's true. Yeah, yeah. Just
yeah.
shoot that email, and we'll just go from there.
All right. It has been
Thank
sent.
So
credit's been sent, so I'll wait for that to come back. Hopefully, I'll get that back to me by Friday. I'm going to call you back on Tuesday. Around this time here, and hopefully you got two things for me to order, okay?
Okay,
and I can
hopefully,
get it over
yes.
to you.
Thank
All
you
right?
so much. Yep, thanks. Mm-hmm.
All right,
Thank
you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.